All right, so let's start the Ran. The Ran on Chotzeris Rabboi Miyoda. Okay, so he's explaining the riff. All right, so we're in the Ran over here. So the Ran explains the riff, like we said yesterday, right? That there's a din of Chotzer, that there's Chotzer Midin Yad. And then we paskin like Ula. So it has to be smuchala. But when it's not smuchala, it would still be midin shlichas. So therefore, the get, which is a chov hula, so ef shel chatzera shetikne la mitor shlichas ele mitor yad. So therefore, by get, which is a chov, so then it's impossible for the chotzer to be koneh for her as a mitorah shlichus, because ein chavin la'adam el b'fanav. So it must be mitorah yad. Afilu mishum hachi, afilu mishtameres, bo'inan shetei omedes b'tzad beisa o b'tzad chatzera. So even if it's mishtameres, which would work for just stam shlichus, she has to be there. The kevin de miyada gamirinan smuchala b'inan. Since it's a since you're going to learn it from yad, it has to be samach. That's what we're doing yesterday. Aval gabi matana de zechusula. But if you want to give a woman a present, so that's a zechus. Motzinan lemeimar bechotzer midin shlichus dafilo ena smuchala lo gar mishlichus. Won't be any worse than shlichus. Okay, so let's just clarify something. What do we mean? We have to just clarify a couple some terminology here. What do we mean that ein chavin zochin l'adam shlo b'fanav ein chavin l'adam shlo b'fanav? What do we mean by that? And like someone asks, so what if she is, why can't she just be standing there and then the chatzar will work midin shlichus? And as if the only problem of using the chatzar midin shlichus is that she's not there. So what do you need yad for? Just say she has to stand there. It'll be shlichus b'faneha. Right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. It's what they call a term of art. Ein chavin la'adam shelo b'faneha. What does it refer to? It refers to the process of engaging a shliach on somebody's behalf. It doesn't literally mean in front of them or not in front of them. It means to say engaging a shliach on someone else's behalf. So that's the principle. I can engage a shliach on your behalf for a zechus, but I cannot engage a shliach on your behalf for a chov. That's what it means. So since chotzer is, if you're going to hold chotzer midin shlichus, and we say definitively a get is a chov, assuming that to be true, even if she's there, it would not be able to be, she would not be able to be kona, you would not be able to be machne to her, the get, through the shlichus. Certainly if you did it bar karcha, because you simply have no ability to engage the shlichus of the chotzer for a chov for her. Because shlichus means that you do the will of the Baal. Shlichus is you're working for the Baal. Something that's against your interest, you can't appoint someone to be a shliach against the Baal's interest. I could appoint somebody to be a shliach for your interest, because there's a certain assumption that there's like a standing order to be your shliach if it's for your benefit. And that's what a chatzar is. But this reveals something that might have been obscured in what we were discussing up to this point. What does it reveal? What does it show you about chatzar? And shlichus. It means when we say that a chatzir is a person's shliach, that's not a fixed absolute statement.
Meaning it's not a two-way, meaning I can't throw it in for you, you might be able to throw put something in for yourself.
In other words, it doesn't mean that the chatzer is automatically always a shliach for the Baal. Because if the chatzer is a standing shliach for the Baal, so then what's the problem? I can have a shliach for gittin. Now, does a woman have to receive the get be'atzma, or can she use a shliach? She can use a shliach, right? So if a woman appoints somebody, be my shliach, right? Say a woman says, I want you to be my shliach to receive the get. That's called a shliach of Kabbalah, okay? Can she do that? Of course she can do that. Does she have to be nearby when he receives the get? Of course not, okay? So you see that when a woman has a shliach, there's no problem giving the get to her shliach. Correct?
Right.
So don't make this mistake. Don't make the mistake and say, okay, so if we say that a chotzer is always considered your shliach, so what's the problem? I just gave the get to her shliach. Why is that different than any other case of giving it to her shliach? What is the answer to that question? We must have an answer to that question before we can move forward.
Good.
Good. The difference is that in a regular case of shliach, she appoints the person, the shliach, for this particular task. Okay? When we say that a chotzer is a shliach, it means to say it's capable of functioning as a shliach.
Can I ask an important question on that?
Please. Then? Okay. So let me just clarify it one more time. I have to drive this home. Okay? And when we say Ein chavin la'adam ella b'fanav. Or what do we say? Ein chavin la'adam shelo b'fanav?
Yeah.
Ein chavin la'adam shelo b'fanav. That is not a moral statement. Okay, I think you guys are interpreting it like a moral statement. Like it's not nice to do something bad to somebody behind their back. It is not what that means. That has nothing to do with that statement.
It means you can't.
It simply means you cannot, of your own control, be makne to somebody a chov. That's all it means. It means you cannot autonomously be makne a chov to somebody. And you have to realize it is in contradistinction to a zechus. I can autonomously. You know what I mean by autonomously?
Yeah.
I can, on my own, be makne to anybody, anywhere in the world, a present, right now. If I wanted to be makne this pen to Josh Licht in Palo Alto, California, I could say, receive this on behalf of Josh Licht. And the minute you receive it, it's his. 100% his. That's Zachin L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. Now, how does that work? That's because you become his shliach automatically. It doesn't even need a minoy shlichus. It's like an automatic, every Jew has an open standing order. You may be my emissary for my good. Okay? You'll say it's arvus, whatever you want to say. But there's an open standing order that any Jew can be a shliach for the good of another Jew without his express consent. You don't need the express consent of that. But if I want to give somebody a chov, I would need his express consent that this person should act on his behalf. And I can't do it without his express consent. That's what it means, ein chovin l'adam ela b'fanav.
Yeah. The reason why you can't do that.
Yeah, because the reason is simple. Because you need to have shlichus in order to be makne to somebody. If I'm not giving it to them, I have to be giving it to their shliach. And since there's no express appointment for shlichus, there would have to be an assumed appointment for shlichus. Now, what idiot would can we assume is going to appoint somebody for his detriment?
Yeah. Okay. I'm distinguishing that from this.
Okay. So now, what comes out is that when we say a person's field can be kona midin shlichus, it means to say that that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that it has the capability of functioning as a shliach. Not that it's an automatic intrinsic shliach for any single thing that anybody wants to give to the Baal. Okay? It's not like there's a standing order, you are always my shliach for anything anyone wants to give to me. It just means to say that since the chotzer has the shame Baal in it, it has the possibility to function as a shliach. But will it function as a shliach? Then we have to use our regular rules of is what's coming in a zechus or what's coming in a chov. If what's coming in is a zechus, then we'll say, since this is capable of functioning as a shliach, then we'll assume it's a zechus and zachin l'adam shlo b'fanav. But if it's a chov to the person, then we can't make the assumed appointment of shliach, of shlichus. But it's not like a chotzer is shliach midin yad, like you're saying, Avi. That's putting two issues together. That's like saying it's an automatic fixed shlichus. It's like your inbox, no matter what. It is not your inbox. That's not what your chatzer is. It just, the chiddush is that a chatzer can function as a shliach, just like a person can function as a shliach. But if it will, it's not going to be any different than picking a random stranger and saying, take this for that person. So take a turn over here to Samach Beis on the Beis, okay? Just quickly. You don't have to do that, Gil. You can just listen. Okay?
It's like part of the group of things
that are intrinsically a shliach. So this is the Mishnah over here. The Mishnah is like this. The first Mishnah. Ha'omer hiskabel get ze l'ishti. All right, so apparently there's a... hold on one second. There's a bit of a question if this is Perek HaOmer or Perek Hiskabel. But anyway, it's HaOmer Hiskabel Get Ze L'Ishti. Okay? Man says to an individual, receive this get for my wife. Oh, Holech Get Ze L'Ishti. Or carry this get to my wife. Im Rotzer Lachzor Yachzor. He can. It's not considered the get at that point. That's all it means. There's no Maisa Gittin at that point. Why? Rashi, diget chov hu lo, vein choven l'odam ela midaito, le'osos lo shliach l'chovaso. So the Gemara explains, what does it mean, ha'omer hiskabel get zelishti? It means a guy is trying to turn a stranger into a shliach of Kabbalah for his wife, and he can't do that. It will never work. Holich is different. That just means he's sending him to do to give the nesina. But in either case, it doesn't. It's not effective. It's not effective when he gives it to the shliach for different reasons. But the point is, that would be like if a guy took a get and put it into his wife's field. It would effectively be saying to the field, "Hiskabel get ze leishti." And you can't do that. Just like I can't do that to a person. I can't do that to her chatzar. Okay? But what if she says, I'm dying to get divorced? That's the question. What if she says, I take a shvuah d'oraisa that this get would be the greatest zechus to me? Can we now say, now it's Zachin L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav. You understand? But it would still be working me, that's his question. It would still be working me din Shlichus. In other words, can I, if I know, if you're telling me that there's an Umdana, that a get is a Chov. But what if this person says, no, for me it's a Zachus. That's his question. Anywhere.
And then
she wouldn't have to be there. Then it would be koneh her just like a shliach.
I still have to be midaita.
Exactly.
But it would work through.
That is a no. It doesn't have to be midaita because it's a zechus. Once it's a zechus, doesn't have to be midaita anymore.
Yeah.
can we just boil?
Right. So that's what he says. He says, Hilkach naktinan debodet beomedes bitzad base of Azark law gita migureshes. Afilu balkarcha, J. Right? Because, why? Because once she's next to the chatzer has a din of yoda. So then it's her, for all intents and purposes. Right? Without being definitive of it. We consider it her, in a manner of speaking. And just like he could give her the get bal karcha, he can put the get in the chatzer bal karcha. Because it has a din of yada. That's the whole chiddush, that's part of the idea of getting. Okay. Oval, Jay, you got that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mayor. So, Hilkach, yeah. Oval eino medes bitzad besa. So now, that's the thing. You got to keep your mind, you got to follow the case here. In other words, the chotzer can be yad or shliach depending on whether she's near it or far from it. Right? So when she's near it, it has a din of yad. When she's away from it, it has a din of shliach. Or potentially the din of shliach. So therefore, when she's near it, it's migureshes even bal karcha. But if she's not omedes b'sad besa, afilu zarku lo midaita, mistavra de'ena migureshes. Now what does midaita mean here?
That means like she's not like exactly touching it?
So that's what I told you. The word da, midaita, means different things in different places. Here, midaita means what? I mean, you'll see what he means from later. No, not just knowledge of it. It means she wants it.
Yeah.
Here it means in accordance with her will. Because he explains it. Delekel ameimar dekeven shoyos machzeres lisgareish zechus hula umigureshes. So here, midaita, it's one of those words. You have to see the context for what it means. Here, midaita doesn't just mean awareness, because why would awareness help? I mean, if it's not her shliach and she doesn't want to get divorced, this is bal karcha, just because she knows about it, it's not going to make any difference. But he means to say, let's say she's not next to it, so it doesn't have a din of yad, but she wants it. And she says, I want you to divorce me. Even though she's machzeres lisgarish, we don't say that since she's machzeres lisgarish, that means she's going around trying to get divorced, right? Zechusu lo migureshes. We don't say that. Why? What does that mean? I know it's strange. I know it's confusing. He's using the same word to mean opposite things.
Maybe she'll go support it or whatever.
You never know. At the last second, she might change her mind. Kidamina be Yerushalmi, like it says in the Yerushalmi, Beperek Hiskabel get. Beperek Hiskabel. Haga atzmecha. Shehitzavachas liskarish. So the Gemara is trying to explain what's the case in the Mishnah. What's the case in the Mishnah? That he appoints someone to be a shliach of Kabbalah? How could he do that? So the Yerushalmi says, even if the woman is saying, divorce me, right? He still can't appoint a shliach on her behalf. Why? Shema Chazrba. Maybe she changed her mind the last second. So he's showing you from the Yerushalmi that what? It's interesting. Well, it's an interesting thing. That what? Not that she can't say it's a zechus to her. She can say it's a zechus to her. But we can't act on it. Because it's not fixed. It's completely up to her das. And if at the last minute she had a little regret, the shlichus would be batal. The shlichus would be batal. So therefore, we don't accept that. We don't accept it. Right? The shlichus would be batal automatically. It's not like a regular minoy shlichus. Regular minoy shlichus, you'd have to undo the minoy shlichus. You'd have to fire the guy. But over here, it's only a shlichus because it's in accordance with her will as a zechus. If at any moment she changes her mind, or at the last moment she changes her mind, then it would not be a good Kabbalah Saget. So So that's why it's not testable and knowable. And we cannot use shlichus that we cannot determine. That's the principle that he holds. That's the principle that he holds from Yishalmi. Indeterminable, not subject to halacha. Yeah. But the thing is that shlichus is subjective. That's the whole idea of shlichus. That is the idea of shlichus. It just goes by the person. Can we make the assumption that the person accepts an automatic minoy shlichus? That goes by the person. I don't care how crazy this person is. You wouldn't say butla daita etzel koladim over here. Because it's not like a din that if it's objectively a chov, it doesn't work. If it's objectively a zechos, it does work. And then we'll say, well, you can't make an objective thing. You can't say, like on Shabbos, the Gemara says, there has to be a derech of carrying. You can't say, well, I carry things like this. That's because there's a fixed structure of the halacha. Here the fixed structure is shlichus. That is the structure. And shlichus works subjectively, correct. So therefore, it would go completely by the subjective. So that's the problem here. So that's his first principle here. Now he says like this. There's a fascinating Rashba. We could see it in the Rashba. It's pretty much word for word the same thing. And what we try to figure out now with the Rashba is he has a problem with the Rashba. So we'll try to go through the Rashba and then see what he doesn't like about the Rashba, and see if we can understand the issues here. Okay, so who wants to impress me here with their reading of the... You put it in the Chatzer. I said, Iran quotes the Rashba. What about the case where you put it in the Chatzer when she's not there? Okay, that's basically the case. Go ahead. Right, and then he tells her, your get is in your field. Then he tells her what? Your get is in your field. So he puts the shtar in her, he puts the get in her chatzer. She's not there, so it's not a good gittin. And it's ein chavin ladam shlo b'fanav, so it's not going to be good as a shliach. It's not good as a yad, and it's not good as a shliach. And then he says to her, your get is in your field. And then she says, tiz ki li chatzeri, let my chatzer be zoche for me. I want my chatzer to acquire the get for me. Bizu near the migrashes. The Rashi says this case he thinks is good. So that he says is good. That what? Distinguish this from the other case. So the other case is what? Is using the concept of Zochin Ladam Shlobafanov. And her das is just revealing that this is a zechus. And now I want to know, can I employ Zochin Ladam Shlobafan? Of course, she's made to me, it's a zechus. That we say no, because it's very difficult to define and to know for sure the degree that she means it, if she changes her mind, if she's wavering back and forth. It's not quantitative. But what if she says, Tizki li chatzeri? What is that? How is that different than saying Zochin Ladam Shlobafanov? Why is that better? Because it's like she's telling her chatzir to be her shliach now. It's like an actual minoy shlichus. In other words, there's two ways anything, anyone, or anything can be a shliach, either via an assumption of zechus hulo, or by an appointment. When it's via assumption, then it's totally on that moment's feeling of whether it's a zechus or a chov. But if it's an appointment, then it's set. Just like if she would say to a person, "Tkabel get, I want you to be mekabel my get." So she says, "I want my chatzer to be my shliach here. Will that be good?" Rashba thinks yes. Yeah, I mean, so what is the doubt? He seems to have a little bit of a doubt about this case. I said, so one good, very good observation is the order seems a little off. In other words, when he put it in her chatzer, it wasn't a good nesina, it would seem. And now she's making her chatzer a shliach, so why isn't that like tli gitich mel gavi karko? Good question. Let's go a little further. And then the question is, why is this doubtful as a shlichus? Now, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, just to bring out the question. Let's say a man would go to, let's say the husband would go to a stranger, say, accept this get for my wife. Right? So that's definitely no good. And now what if she says to the stranger, accept that get for me?
Be good.
So is that comparable? I mean, isn't that your case? Isn't that your question? Why should that be good?
Oh, wait.
No, because he can put that.
Already has the get.
The guy knows. Reuven gives Shimon a get. He says, accept this get as I want you to be the shliach for my wife. So that has no value, right? That's zero. And then Shimon is holding the get. And the woman sees the get in his hand. And she says to him, I want you to be the shliach for my Kabbalah. Would that even have a hava? I mean, that's good? Of course that's no good. So why is it different here?
What's the problem there exactly? That he already had.
That's right. So over there, I'd say it's no good. Why? Because when the husband, that's like chotzer abol achamikan. That's like the husband gives it to, puts it into someone else's chotzer, and she acquires the chotzer. There's an intervening person in the nesina. It didn't go directly from him to her. It went from him to Shimon, and then Shimon became her yad. But in between, he was his own gavra. So that lacks in the Sina from the Baal to the Isha. So why is this not that problem? Yeah, because it's always her chatzer. It's always in her rishus. We have to think this through. It's an important piece of information. We'll have to keep it in mind for...
So what's the point in her saying, Tazakibi?
Yeah, good. Good question.
No, if it's automatically her shaliyah.
So what can we derive from here? What can we derive from here? That putting it into her field is a problem of what? Putting it into her field when she doesn't want it is not that there's no is a problem of what?
Kinyan.
It's a problem of being of the Kabbalah. So it's standing there like mid process. And when she says, be makabel it for me, it completes it. I will get back to this.
That's why it would work for a zechus. That's why there's no question that it wouldn't work by a zechus.
Well, by a zechus, it happens immediately. The kinyan is immediate.
Right.
But I'm saying over here, if the husband puts the get into her chotzer, so did he do an asina to her?
Yes.
We could say yes. But what's the problem? There was no Kabbalah. So it's sort of like in transit, you could say. Two steps, correct.
That's just not good.
Right. So now when she says, the chotzer should be my shliach, now it finishes the nesina. But if, that's right, and there was no one in between. But if he gave it to a stranger, and then she says, I want you to be my shliach Kabbalah. It's coming not from the husband to her. It's coming from the stranger to her. Right? You'll see.
Which is a third party.
Which is no good. That's right.
Made him the shliach.
What's that?
The husband can make the stranger his own shliach.
That would be fine. If he made the stranger his shliach holacha, then it would always be his yad. And if she said, be my shliach beforehand, it would have always been her yad.
Could she say, can you be his shliach?
His shliach? How would that be any different than her saying, can you be my shliach? How would that be better?
No.
But anyway, so what is the question over here? Let's see. So let's go a little further. So he says, what do we have in parentheses?
I think he just says that he found it in the Yushalmi.
Is it the same thing as we have after the parentheses?
From
the Amran. It says, Matsasi Birushami de Mechilton, Parakama.
It's different.
But Parakama.
It's the same.
Right.
Eskita.
Then
change it. They're Megreshes. Yeah. So the Yerushalmi says that kind of a case. That, what?
Like a Rav Oshia.
It's not so clear, though, no? The similar kind of case. He gave her the get, but it doesn't mean he gave it to her. Apparently, it means he put it in her chatzer, right? And then she says, my field in Aku should be kona for me. And apparently, she's not in Aku, right? She's nowhere near it. Rabbi Chanina says, it's like yoda aruka. It's like a long hand. It's not the greatest choice of words, I would say, but it means it's like a shliach. Alma b'inyin zeh zochso lo chatzera umigureshes.
That case.
Okay, so the Rashba seems to think that case is the same case that he has. That he put it in the field already, and then she says, I want my field to be tizkeh for me. Yeah, it seems like the same thing, right? Yeah. But here's where things take a strange turn. Go ahead. Oh, well, let's see. Elim kein tidche. De Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe Yoshia Savalei. So maybe you'll say no. That Rebbe Chanina in the Yerushalmi is really learning like Rebbe Yoshia. That as long as it's Mishtameres Ledaita, that's all you need. So it's Yad. All he's saying is that it's a case of Mishtameres Ledaita, and therefore it functions as Yada. But you couldn't do a minoy shlichus on your chatzah. I mean, that's what it boils down to, no?
Yeah. Wait, what was that?
Better with the lashon, yada aruka.
Yeah, that's why maybe you'll say he's learning like Rabbi Yoshia.
What was that?
Rabbi Yoshia is learning that yada is just requires mishtameres ledaita. Right. As we're learning, according to us, yada is only when it's smuchala. So if any case where she's not near the chotzer, it has to be working midin shlichus, and then you'll show that that it's possible to engage shlichus even forget if she says I want the field to be my shliach. That's what he's trying to prove. Well, that's his big question here. We know the get works through the chotzer midin yad, but can it work midin shlichus? That's the question. Is there a way to make the chotzer work midin shlichus? So the Yerushalmi says that it will work even though they're very far from each other. But his question is, does that mean it's Yad? Does that mean it's Shlichus? Or maybe that's Rav Oshia and it's working Midin Yad? Because Rav Oshia doesn't hold Samach. Rav Oshia holds that Mishtameres L'Daita. Ma Yad, Mishtameres L'Daita, Achatzer Mishtameres L'Daita. And then you wouldn't have any proof that it could ever work through Din Shlichus. But he thinks that he's right. He thinks the first way makes more sense. Now here's where things are funny. Velo Ode. Let's read the Velo Ode, and then we'll think about it a little more.
Would she still have to say Tizkei Lichatzeri?
So that's the weird part. You know, Roshi is a little bit funny, because he says Tizkei Lichatzeri, which sounds like a Mina Shlichus. But then he says Yada Rucha, which sounds like Yad. So he's saying you could say all she means by Tizkei Lichatzeri is that she's giving orders to make her chutzir into a Mishtameres L'daita now. Like she's... That order is like an actual order, and it's now... it's turning it into a Mishtameres L'daita. I guess. Otherwise, what would it be doing? Otherwise, why do you need her to say anything?
Right? Before this case, would she have to say Tizkei Lichatzeri?
No. As long as it's Mishtameres L'daita, she doesn't have to say anything.
Even though it's a
chov, because it's a yad.
Because
Mishtameres L'daita makes it yad, according to Rav Oshia. So he says it's hard. It seems it's a strange thing to say that it's learning like Rav Oshia, because first of all, we don't hold like Rav Oshia. Second of all, that's not Rav Oshia doesn't need her das on the particular thing. He just needs it to be Mishtameres L'daita in general. So it doesn't make sense. So plain pshat is that the Yerushalmi supports the proposition that a chatzar can be turned into a shliach midaita by a minoy shlichas. That's a fascinating idea. But that apparently is his question. Yeah, so how would you define that question? That's what you're asking, Rafi. How do you define that question? Once we say a chatzar is midin shlichas, so why can't you say? So why don't you think about that question for a minute? Well, we'll think about that question for tomorrow. But let's take the next point. He said like this, and this is what the Ron doesn't like. The next part, he says, you tell him what you think is funny about this. He says, "Velo owed, velo owed."
The question about Mesa that's
and low owed. It's a funny expression. What does that mean? It means that not only that, Ella afilu lo nasnu sham adayin. Even if it wasn't there already, Ella she'omra hi zirok li giti v'chatzeri v'tizke li chatzeri mashma li demugreshes. Not only that, he says, but not only that case, not only the cases that we said, where it's already in the chatzer, and she says, tizki li chatzeri, but even if she says it before he throws it in, and she says to him, what?
I want it.
Zerokli giti b'chatzeri, throw my get in my chatzer, and my chatzer will be zocher for me. Mashma li demigureshes. It seems to me that it's good. Deha chatzer lo gor mishlichas. The chatzer shouldn't be any worse than a shliach. Kedisa perakama de mitzia. Because that's what we said in Bava Metzia, that it works midin shlichas too. That's the quote from the Rif. That's the quote from Bava Metzia. And Rav Ashi says, chatzer is yad v'lo gor mishlichas. So, u'bishliach dekavose migureshes.
At what point is she
migdarish? When it hits the dirt, and in this way she can make a shliach. If she makes a shliach like this, it's good. Ubishliach dekavosa migdarishes b'memana shliach lekabola, and she could be memana shliach lekabola. So why couldn't she do it by the chutzner? Al adkan. So it's strange when you read the Rashba. It sounds like it's backwards. Shouldn't the bigger chiddush be when it's already in the field? He sounds like, look, I have a raya from Yerushalmi that if he threw it in the field and then she says I want it to be my shliach, it'll work. And not only that, even if she said I want it to be my shliach before he threw it into the field. And then he goes in this whole thing and he has to like have a whole proof, and I'll prove to you that that's good because she could do that to a regular shliach. Why is he? Why is that second case seem like the more difficult case to him? That's what the Ron doesn't like. Yeah. All right. Let's see. All right, we have a little time, so let's go through. So the Ron says like this. I'll save you some of the job. He says, "V'li mashma di Yerushalmi ka'omar nasis kimo shoyisa ayado arucha b'kai gavna basra adif b'kai gavna basra adif." That what? It's a little tough to read. And you go, Vali mashma, it's mashma to me. The Yerushalmi dekomer nasis kimisha yisa yada arucha. What's that?
Just say what you said.
That the case in the Yerushalmi, b'kahai gavna basra. What's the adiv doing there?
It's adiv, it's me.
It's worse?
Yeah,
that's
what I was saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I would get rid of the adif. I don't see what the adif is doing there. The guy gavna basru. That's really like the Rashba's second case. That is like the Rashba's second case. She'omra hi mitchila. That's because that's how I know. I'm reading it. She'omra hi mitchila zrok li giti. V'tizki li chatzeri.
I thought Yerushalmi's case was where it's already there.
It's not clear. It's a little ambiguous. The actual Yerushalmi just says, Nosan hu es gita ve'omra.
Right,
it
sounds like the Messiah's first,
huh? Yeah. Or he's about to, it's not totally clear what's going on. So he says, no, I would say the Yerushalmi is really talking about the case, his second case, right? Like his second case. That he's doing the Nesina, and she says to him, before it hits the ground, tiz keli chatzeri. And then he threw it to her. If we're talking about the first, if the Yerushalmi is talking about the first case, he thought that's the easier case. How is she divorced? I don't get it. When he threw it into the chatzer, it's not his shliach. Velo shliach didan, it's not her shliach either. Vein lechalomar sheyehe elakilu nosno biyada lepikadon. Ubasar hachi ki omra tizkili chaseri shevaaki. And it's not like the case. There's a case. The next Mishnah says if a guy gives his wife a get and says this is a shtar chov, hold it for me, right? And then he tells her later it's really a get. It's good. Okay, as long as he told Adam what he was doing, he had to have told Adam what he was doing. Okay, so he says you can't say it's like that kind of a case. How is that going to work? It's too late. He has to tell her that it's her get. All right, it gets a little confusing. You go through it, but he's confused. He does not get he doesn't understand how the Rashba is learning his. He doesn't understand why the Rashba's first case is more clear to him than the second case. And he doesn't think it makes sense to say that the case in the Yerushalmi is where he does what? Where he puts it there first.